Yousef Mendy, corporate vice president of Microsoft's Windows and Devices Group, tweeted today that more than 75 million devices are running Windows 10. That is only 4 weeks after launch. Compared to Windows 8, when only 40 million licenses were sold in the first month of availability in 2012. Mendy tweeted, he tweet-stormed his own top 10 list of Windows 10 stats, which also included the fact that even some devices manufactured as far back as 2007 have upgraded to Windows 10. Also, more than 122 years of gameplay have streamed from Xbox One to Windows 10 devices. And Cortana has told 500,000 jokes. No stats on whether anyone laughed at those jokes or at my jokes. Today is Women's Equality Day, and it's not just one of those made-up days like World Donut Day. On this day in 1920, women achieved the right to vote in the United States. To celebrate Women's Equality Day, I'd like to petition Facebook not to give its new personal digital assistant a default female voice. Thank you, Facebook. Right now, we don't know much about Facebook's answer to Siri, Cortana, and OK Google. According to a post today by Facebook's Messenger lead, David Marcus, the assistant will be called M. It will be built into Facebook Messenger, where it doesn't appear to have a voice at all, male or female. It does appear to have many more advanced skills than Siri and her sisters. Not only will M help find information, it will also purchase items, suggest, select, and deliver gifts to your loved ones, make restaurant and travel reservations, and more. Wired.com also implies that M might be powered by humans, at least a little bit at first. The feature is currently being tested by a few hundred Bay Area Facebook users. It looks like the green pigs have finally gotten their revenge. Rovio, creators of the wildly popular Angry Birds franchise, have announced another sweeping job cut. The company eliminated 260 jobs today after having already fired 110 employees last fall. Back in 2013, the company had a whopping 800 employees, and even though the recently launched Angry Birds 2 was downloaded 50 million times in 1 month, the freemium model isn't enough to pay their current workforce.